With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here we go, here we go.
It's draft night.
With the first pick.
Green Bay will make their 2022 first round draft selections tonight.
Yeah, it's on, baby. Ooh.
From Aaron Rodgers in 2005.
The Green Bay Packers select Aaron Rodgers, quarterback to California.
To Jordan Love in 2020.
The Green Bay Packers select Jordan Love.
What will the Packers do in 2022? It's the Green and Gold Draft Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and former Packers running back Gary Ellerson.
Presented by Q Club of Wisconsin on North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha.
Get over to Q Club of Wisconsin. Still time for you. Still room for you. Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha. Go watch the draft. Play some fun games. Again, you got bocce ball, indoor bocce ball. You got pool tables, darts, shuffleboard, foosball, table tennis, all that. Watch every pick happen the rest of the night. Enjoy some great food, some cocktails. Chill out and relax and enjoy a Thursday night of the draft. And then, of course, you got two more days left. If you can't make it down there tonight, go down there tomorrow night or hang out there all day on Saturday during the day and watch the draft there as well. All right, while we were gone, the next pickup was the Atlanta Falcons, and let's see what they did with their selection. Here is Roger Goodell.
Eighth pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Drake London.
Well, he's so not.
They go wide receiver.
But they need a receiver.
They did need a receiver. Yes, I agree with you on that. But I don't. There's no way I pass on Charles Cross. Like, again, I'm not a general manager of the Atlanta Falcons or any NFL team, but I know what I saw. Their offensive line is horrible. And Gil Brandt, say what you want, I trust Gil's analysis when it comes to draft picks, regardless of how old he is. He said like 2 months ago, before Charles Cross was way up on draft boards, that he thought Charles Cross could be a Hall of First Ballot, Hall of Fame offensive lineman. That dude's sitting there looking you in the face, and you'd pass on that dude.
That means that seven or eight other teams passed on him.
Right. Now, again, Neil.
The Hall of Fame is huge, Steve.
Yes, Neil.
So if you look at all the guys that went in front of him, anybody talking about Hall of Fame for any of these guys that went in front of him?
Nope. I heard I was driving home one night a couple months ago, and I was listening to him on NFL radio, and he said, Charles Cross. He goes, I'll tell you right now, that kid's going to be a Hall of Famer. I'd even go as far as say a first ballot Hall of Famer. And I heard him say, I was like, oh, my God. Goodness gracious, boy, oh boy, you talk about stepping out. That dude stepped out. Seahawks now on the clock with pick number nine.
With the ninth pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Charles Cross.
There you go, John Schneider.
Mississippi State.
He knows what he's doing. Good thing for John Schneider, bad thing for the Atlanta Falcons, but that's a great pick. Again, you need offensive line. The Seahawks haven't had offensive linemen since the trade. Who was the tight end they got? Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham.
The Jimmy Graham trade from the Saints. Since then, their offensive line has been crap. And so, again.
That's why Russell Wilson wanted out.
Right.
To protect him.
Yes. Now, Drew Locke, I mean, I don't know how that's going to play out, but they're going to get a quarterback eventually here from somewhere. I would assume better than Drew Locke. But again, the Charles Cross pick makes sense. So we're going to get Jacob Morley back on the line here. So I want to see what he thinks of Atlanta's pick. Because again, I'm not saying the player is bad. Drake London is bad one way or the other. I don't understand these people. Like, offensive lineman over corner every day of the week. If you're telling me I can get a left tackle that's there for a decade, like Bakhtiari or whatever. And then offensive lineman over one of a bunch of wide receivers. Like, if they were going to take that cat, they could have moved back four or five picks if there was anybody wanting to move up for, say, Charles Cross. And you make that deal, move back, and you can still get a wide receiver at that point.
Right.
And see, this is what happens to me on draft shows. I get all worked up like I'm the general manager of a damn football team.
You really do.
I do.
And you know what? You're enamored by John Snyder. He ain't won no more Super Bowls than,
great pick.
Than Ted.
He's been to two.
He ain't won no more.
Fine, but I understand.
If you were in Seattle, you'd have lit him up on that doggone third or fourth down play down by the goal line. They tried to throw it to my homeboy. You would have tore him a new one.
But
you
John Snyder
like, you
wasn't calling
like
plays.
Him no more.
John Snyder wasn't
it don't matter. They lost. It's on his resume. They ain't won but one Super Bowl.
I don't know why you don't like him. Joining us now is Jacob Morley for more draft analyst work. We're going back and forth about the Falcons and Seahawks picks, Jacob, and follow Jacob on Twitter at Jacob Morley. I said it was a no-brainer. You take Cross there at eight. Your offensive line was garbage last year. You're going to have to get a quarterback at some point, probably in next year's draft when there's better quarterbacks, and protect the franchise. That's what you got to do. And instead, they took a guy who, okay, fine, he's nice, Drake London, but if there was anybody wanting to move up to that pick, and if they didn't want Cross, move back, and you can still get a wide receiver four or five picks back, is what I'm saying, Jacob Morley.
Yeah. That's tough. It's because you got to take two to tango, and
sure.
I don't know. You know, we heard all about these teams wanting to move up, and nobody's moved back. And that's kind of how it goes sometimes. So I think there was a lot of buzz about Drake London to Atlanta. Here's a tinfoil hat scenario I will throw at you guys, though. Atlanta did not get their quarterback in the first round. There have been some rumors, maybe valid, maybe not. Nobody really knows this time of year, but there have been some rumors about Jordan Love playing in Atlanta next year, potentially a second-round pick. I have no idea. But look at this, though. I mean, Kyle Pitts and Drake London, what's the big knock on Jordan Love? He struggles with accuracy at times. Well, they have two kids that are huge. You know, huge.
Great radius, so, catch radius, right.
Exactly. So, I mean, I just jokingly tweeted out that, man, Jordan Love will be great with Drake London and Kyle Pitts. Probably not. Who knows? But, again, let me take my tinfoil hat off now. But I think that's a good pick for Atlanta. I really do. I know that they need some offensive line help, and they didn't go for it there. And I think that fell right into Seattle's lap, which it's crazy. It's crazy to see Seattle make a good pick in the first round, because that is something that they have not done recently. They've kind of left the first round in recent years with people scratching their heads, but Charles Cross is a great pick for them. And it is ironic in this year's draft that, you know, the low hanging fruit right now is like, oh, they finally got Russell Wilson some help.
Yep.
Oh,
right.
Oh.
He's gone.
You know, he's gone.
Yeah.
But they finally got their left tackle or right tackle, wherever they want to play. Yeah. He's a good player. And he's going to be a good player in this league, and he's going to protect whoever's playing quarterback for them really well.
You look at what's left, because the Jets are back on the board for their second pick. Garrett Wilson, the wide receiver. Jameson Williams, the wide receiver, still there. Jermaine Johnson, the edge rusher from Florida State. If I'm the Jets, I think I go wide receiver. But as you pointed out earlier with Saleh, maybe they go edge rusher, or maybe they go with the safety from Notre Dame, Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah, those are two guys that they may just say, hey, we're going to play defense and run the ball while our young quarterback develops. And, you know, that could be the case. And Jermaine Johnson, I think, is a guy that would be intriguing for them, because you just take a corner that high, give him some help with a guy, a little bit of juice in the pass rush game. So Jermaine Johnson is a guy that I would expect to come off the board here. But I mean, there's also, like we talked about earlier, there was the buzz of,
all right,
are they going to move this ticket?
Here's Roger Goodell.
Here we go.
In the 2022 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Garrett Wilson.
There you go. Good pick.
Wide receiver, Ohio State.
Good pick. They got a wide receiver for their quarterback, right? I mean, that's a good pick, Jacob Morley.
Yeah, that's good for Zach Wilson. I was not the biggest of Garrett Wilson fans, so that's fine that he's off the board for me. I 10 is rich for a guy that I know the NFL looks at him and they see Stephon Diggs when they watch Garrett Wilson. I don't see that. I see a guy that I think is going to have to play in the slot a lot early on. I think he's going to struggle with his release package early in the NFL. You know, he's only that 183 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Not a big guy. Ran a nice 40, but he didn't test that well athletically overall with like his short shuttle and his three cone, all that stuff. The ball skills are good. That's all there. But, you know, playing in the NFL, more than anything, what trips these young receivers up is just getting off the line of scrimmage. You know, but if the Jets are going to use him in that capacity as kind of a slot type guy, you know, that can be a really, that can be very helpful to a young quarterback as well. So that's fine. And the other interesting thing too, guys, is now that we've seen two receivers come off the board,
yep.
You know, is Goody going to start getting a little bit antsy with, you know, wanting to move up here into that 11 to 14 type range to get his guy? Because I think those guys are going to start coming off here.
Is this the beginning of the run? This is where everybody thought it might happen.
That's where everybody thought would happen here. Yeah.
Yep. All right, Jacob, thank you so much. Follow him on Twitter at Jacob Morley. Excellent draft analyst there. Gary Ellerson up next, the Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
Still with an edge rusher on the board. A safety is what they need. Kyle Hamilton, I think, would be the pick if Commanders fans had their choice. The safety from Notre Dame.
We're talking about the Washington football team?
Yes, Washington Commanders.
Yes. What about the cat from Georgia? The linebacker.
I don't know. Linebacker, no. No, he's at towards the end of the first round. Quay Walker or Quay, whatever his name is. No, Jordan Davis, the defensive lineman.
No.
Devontae Wyatt, the defensive lineman. He's at the end of the 1-2 probably.
What about Dean?
N'Kobe Dean, the linebacker?
Yeah.
I don't think he's this high.
Okay.
I don't think he's at 11, but we'll see. All right, take a quick timeout.
All right, let's
come
do it.
Back. We'll tell you who Washington has. Vikings on deck at 12. If you're a Vikings fan, what will they do? Texans back on the clock at 13. And when will the Packers pounce and move up? Or will they sit on their hands?
We're good right now.
Got a trade. We got a trade. Adam Roberts, you've got a trade. All right, what do we got for the trade? Adam Roberts, he's looking up at the TV. Don't you have Twitter over there? I can't.
Leave alone, Steve. Stop.
It's the Saints. The Saints have moved in to pick number 11, and the Saints will be picking instead of the Commanders. Now,
okay,
what?
They want.
Right, that's what we're going to find out. So we'll find out who the New Orleans Saints pick coming up next here on the Green and Gold Draft Show, presented to you by Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
You're listening to the Green and Gold Draft Show, presented by Q Club of Wisconsin on North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha.
Back to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and former Packers running back Gary Ellerson on the Big Show Radio Network.
All right, so the Saints make a trade. Saints get number 11 from Washington. Washington gets the 16th overall pick, which would be the Saints. A third-round pick, number 98, and a fourth-round pick, number 120, Gary. So they get a third and a fourth for falling back five spots with New Orleans. I don't think that's a bad deal. If that's what the Packers have to give up to move up,
bad at all.
Five spots is a 3 and a 4. Get on the phone right now with the Texans at 13 and get this done. I mean, now, again, you're going up 9 spots, I guess, so it's a little bit more.
Right.
But if you can keep both 2s and both 1s and give up, you know, maybe
not
you give up 2 4s,
Steve,
and a 3 or whatever, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
All day long. Not bad at all. And you still can sit and wait because there's still more receivers got to go yet. They're sitting in front of Olave. Now, if someone loves him, they're going to get him here. But I'm trying to look at my list here and see if there are any other teams out here that need a receiver that are in front of.
Well, Minnesota doesn't. I would say the Texans do. I would say they probably look at wide receiver.
Right.
Baltimore, everybody thinks there's going defense. And then the Eagles, I would say they got Devontae Smith. I think they could go wide receiver with one of their 2 picks.
Yeah, I think the Eagles could. They probably get a receiver here. So I think that's what they got to be looking at, is how many teams are looking at receivers along with them. I think New England may be looking at a receiver as well, which is in front of them.
Yeah.
So
should be interesting. All right, here's Roger Goodell at the podium with the Saints pick.
Optimism for all 32 teams and their fans. We've got a similar time 2 weeks from tonight when we announce the 2022 schedule on May 12th.
That should be fun.
This year's schedule will have a new twist, as our Thursday night games will be carried by a new partner, Amazon Prime Video.
You don't say. I didn't know that was happening.
Joining me are Chargers and Chiefs season ticket members James Ebo and Moose Felt.
Sure.
Come
also
on.
Here
What's the pick?
Is what? Pro Football Hall of Famer Tony Gonzalez.
Yep.
Who will be part of the Prime Video broadcast team.
Congratulations,
Tony.
Appreciate you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Roger. How's everybody doing? Everybody good?
Jeez.
Good. I'll tell you what, I am excited to be part of this broadcasting crew for Amazon.
What a show.
You
yeah.
may recognize NFL, this guy right man. Here next to me. He's going to be helping me make this announcement for Prime Video, which will be airing on week 2.
All right, come on,
NFL
man.
Season,
what
September
a show.
15th.
Hurry
Los
up.
Angeles running back Austin Eckler. Huh?
He is small, man.
And I guess you can tell probably it's no surprise. The first game that we're going to kick it off is going to be out in Arrowhead on Thursday night against the Chargers.
Oh, my God. I want to turn this off, but I don't want to miss the pick.
You can't. Stop.
Hurry up.
Whoever has the ball last is going to win this game, at least the way it's always seemed.
We have another trade in the draft as well coming up.
It doesn't get much better than this. It doesn't get much better than this. Thursday night football. You got two high-powered teams battling it out. It's going to be epic. It's going to be an amazing
thing. Wake me up when they're done.
Even if you don't rock with the Chargers or Chiefs, I know you got me on your fantasy
team. I rock
with
somebody making a pick. Make a pick.
I'll tell you what, we're looking forward to it. This rivalry goes back 62
years. I'm looking forward to hearing a pick.
You're not going to see that every time
Hurry
these
up.
Teams get together, it's explosion.
God,
it's
this
fireworks,
is awesome.
It's touchdowns, great defense. So we will see
is
you there.
Somebody
going to
make the pick. Nobody's going to make
all
the
right,
pick.
So while those guys.
Nobody's going to. They did all of that, and nobody made the pick for
yeah,
the Saints.
We got
all
make
of that. I never would have potted it up.
Yeah,
I never would have potted it up off the NFL Network, and I know that was going to happen. What a waste of time.
All right. Announcement.
So, all right, let's go to Adam Roberts. He's got another trade over there on that side. I still hear the TV on that side. Let's hear from Adam Roberts now. Okay, Adam, what do you got for a trade?
So this pertains to
oh,
the
now
NFC
he's up
North.
There. Now he's up okay, there making
right,
a
pick.
NFL draft, the New Orleans Saints select Chris Olave.
Oh.
Ohio State.
There it is. Okay, that's done.
There you go. You can erase that. Sean Payton, yeah. Knowing what Sean Payton knows, he knows good wide receivers, obviously. He's not even there anymore. What am I saying? He retired.
No,
that wasn't
there.
Sean Payton.
No.
But that was a great pick by the Saints.
Yeah.
Now, do
yeah.
they move Mike Thomas? Huh?
Oh.
Do they trade Mike Thomas? Green Bay, maybe? Okay, what do you got over there, Adam Roberts?
So an NFC North trade, plenty of people reporting that the Detroit Lions are moving up to the number 12 pick, trading with the Minnesota Vikings. So the Lions are now on the clock.
Rare.
And we don't know the details of that one yet?
No.
Nope, just the first round picks.
Okay.
That's rare.
Ooh.
Well, there goes the Packers dude at
11.
The Saints.
Yep, at 11. And
Chris
they
Olave.
Gave up a third
Done.
And a fourth to get up there to get him. That's all it was. Third and fourth. Yeah. Boop, got
go.
My guy. I'm happy. Yay, Saints. Mm-hmm. So now you've got Wilson off the board. You've got... who else you have off the board that I'm missing here? You've got him off the board, Jordan Olave off the board as well, and you've got Drake London off the board. So you've got three wide receivers off the board. Still on the board, Jameson Williams, the wide receiver from Alabama. He's still there. Back to Adam Roberts. So you got some details on this trade? Oh, hold on.
Zero. Detroit has sent their number 32, 34, and 66 picks to the Vikings for pick 12 and pick number 46.
Whoa.
They fell all the way to the last pick in the first round for that?
Wow.
So the last pick in the first, their first pick in the second, which is
steep.
Right there, their second pick in the second round. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's steep, Steve.
So they got 2 seconds, essentially, for flopping between 12 and 32. Right? That's pretty much what it was?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. Yeah, that's steep.
But that's not bad. I mean, from the Packers standpoint, they've got multiple seconds. I mean, they went up, 21 slots for 2 seconds? And they got to pick back two on top of it? Like, that's not horrible at all. If I'm the Green Bay Packers, and when I see this come through, now I know I can keep 28 for sure, no question.
Yeah, they keep it 28.
And I don't even have to give up multiple twos in order to move to wherever I want to go.
No.
Because I'm 10 picks better than the Lions.
So Olave's gone, so who's their guy then?
Who are they coming back up for?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do they want Jordan Davis?
I don't know if I would. I don't know if I, for a receiver right now.
No.
I don't know if I move up for a receiver right now.
Right, that's unless they left. Like Jameson Williams from Alabama.
Right.
Who a lot of people do like.
A lot of people do like him.
But you've got Jordan Davis from Georgia there if they want to go defense. Yeah. You've got Jermaine Johnson, the edge from Florida State there if you want to go defense.
I would move up for a receiver right now.
Because remember, their first pick was Aiden Hutchinson.
Yep.
So now the question is, do they stay on the defensive side of the ball?
Mm-hmm.
Because their offensive line, I don't think, was all that bad last year. So I don't think it's offensive line. So defense would make sense. They go get another pass rusher like Jermaine Johnson? Do they go get a big horse for the middle of the line to stop the run in Jordan Davis? I mean, those are a couple of guys that are sitting
Michael
there
Thomas,
right now.
Well, Michael Thomas ain't going anywhere. He just tweeted out, let's run it, Chris Olave.
Yeah, they're going to be dangerous in New Orleans. Yeah. I mean, Jameis Winston, I don't know how that's going to work, but I think they're going to be pretty dangerous here at the end of the day. So the Lions are on the clock at 12. Now, if they go wide receiver, if they take Jamison Williams at this point, then the Packers are officially screwed. Because then there's really, outside of him,
I'm not moving up for anybody else.
Right. Now the only other guy left is Treylon Burks out of Arkansas.
A lot of people like Treylon Burks.
Right. Joining us now, Jacob Morley. Jacob, all kinds of trading action going on.
Which we said.
Which we said was going to happen and has happened. Olave to the Saints. Your thoughts on that one? Because that was the one Packer fans wanted.
Yeah, that's rich. That is rich to move up that far for him. I like Chris Olave a lot, and we talked about it, you know, before the show. If he's good, who cares? But man, I thought the Packers would have to move up a few spots for Olave, and that ended up to not be true at all. And what they would have had to give up to go up that far to get him. That's a little bit rich for my blood.
I would have done it.
You know, more power to the Saints. I think Chris Olave is going to be a really good NFL player. But you know, the wide receivers, per usual, are flying off the board.
We got another another trade as well, I believe. Let's go over here to Adam Roberts. Adam, what do you got?
We got another one. The Eagles are now moving up to number 13 and swapping with the Texans.
So here they come. So they're coming up. I assume for a wide receiver would be my guess, or do they like Jordan Davis and are trying to get in front of Baltimore here? Because the Lions are picking right now, and Roger Goodell now stepping to the podium.
Minnesota Vikings have traded the 12th pick to the Detroit Lions. With the 12th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Jamison Willman.
There you go. Wide receiver, Alabama. So they get some wide receiver help there for Jared Goff. You like that pick at this point, Jacob Morley?
I don't think Jared Goff throwing him the ball that deep. That's a lot. That is a lot to give up. I mean, did you see what they gave up? They gave up two early seconds.
But they swapped one of the seconds. So they did it. Yeah, one of the seconds are swapped. So it's not even as bad as it appeared originally. Yeah. Adam's got details on that. Adam, what do you got on this trade here?
Perfect. Perfield Yates, the Texans trade their 13th pick, and the Eagles pick 15, and then some late ones, 124, 162, and 166.
To move two spots? They gave up three additional, I mean, mid-round picks, I guess, at that point. But so the Eagles get up.
Well, look at what Detroit, I got this in front of me. Look at what Detroit gave up to move up for Williams. They gave up 32, 34, 36, and they got 12 and 46. That's right. Like, that looks like, when you see that, that's like the quarterback tax that you got to pay usually to move up. Like, that's quite a bit to move up for someone that doesn't throw the ball.
But again, for me, again, I talk about this all the time, and Gary hears me talk about it. If you really want a guy, you can get anybody you want. You just got to be willing to pay or overpay, but you can get whoever you wanted. If they wanted Olave that bad, they could have got up there and got Olave if they really wanted him at that point. Yeah.
And they're not going to overpay.
They're not going to overpay, right. So now there's Philly. So either Philly's getting in front of Baltimore thinking Jordan Davis is going there, or Treylon Burks, right, Jacob Morley, is the only other wide receiver probably that everybody consensus-wise thinks is a first-round pick. Maybe Burks goes there now at 13.
Maybe. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they moved up to get Jermaine Johnson either, who's sliding a little bit.
Yep.
But yeah, the rumors have been that the Eagles have liked Burks, so that could be the case. They could be in a panic right now with all these receivers coming off the board saying, well, we better get our guy. And then the other thing for the Packers is like, why would they move up now?
Nope. There's no point to. Now you just sit there.
No point moving up.
Yeah. Unless you're somebody that falls to you with
a defensive lineman. Now, Steve, right. You're talking about
Jordan Davis, my guy. Just keep on falling. Just keep on falling. And you got their top safety, Kyle Hamilton. He's on the board as well. And we talked about that earlier. The safety from Georgia. How much of a difference is there between Sean and Kyle Hamilton at Notre Dame, in your opinion, Jacob Morley?
Not as much as people probably would have made out, you know, a month ago. Kyle Hamilton is a really good football player, though. Like, don't get me wrong. Either of those guys are absolute studs. The thing with Hamilton, I think, that kind of knocked him a little bit is he was supposed to be this, you know, 6'4 freak athlete, and then he did not test like a freak athlete. So then you're kind of asking yourself, well, you know, is he this defensive weapon that I can just play all over the place, or do I have to kind of stick him in, you know, a cover two and let him play that way? And if that's the case, why am I taking him in the top 10? So I think that's kind of the thing that he's going through right now. And then as far as Sean, you know, he is that athlete. He is that guy that I think you can play in a bunch of different positions, you know. And then the other guy that we haven't talked about, the safety spot, is Dax Hill.
Yeah, that's another one.
He's played slot. He's played safety. So you talk about, you know, he's a younger guy. He's a freak athlete. He's very versatile on the back end. That guy screams Green Bay Packer to me. But we'll see if he's even there. I mean, these last couple picks have been surprising, to say the least. You know, that we knew that the receivers were potentially going to come off early, and of course they did, because why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they, guys?
Right, absolutely.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're right. You know what I'm thinking about here, though? Think about this. Ohio State, they could have had, basically three receivers in the first round. Isn't that crazy, the amount of talent they had there?
Yeah, there's a lot of talent. No doubt about that.
Well, and the kid they got coming out next year, Smith and Jigbo, or whatever. I think that's his name. The third receiver at Ohio State. He's a stud. He might go higher than all these three of these guys this year.
Just crazy.
But yeah, Jameson Jesus.
All right, Jake.
Williams played at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jacob, we'll call you back in a few minutes after the next couple of picks.
All right, sounds good.
There he is, Jacob Morley. Joining us, follow him on Twitter, @ Jacob Morley. Take a quick timeout. Come back. Again, Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha. Get there for their huge entertainment game room. Still plenty of time for you to get there before Green Bay picks, because it doesn't look like they're trading up now. Whether it be the foosball tables, table tennis, pool tables, indoor bocce ball court, darts, shuffleboard, they got it all. And then delicious, absolutely delicious food. Love their burgers. Gotta try the wings. Gotta love the chicken tenders. Try all of that and have a couple cocktails. Sit back, relax on a Thursday night, and watch the draft at Q Club of Wisconsin.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the Green and Gold Draft Show, presented by Q Club of Wisconsin on North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha.
Back to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and former Packers running back Gary Ellerson on the Big Show Radio Network.
All right, back on the draft show. Now, again, remember, the Texans have traded this pick, where we are right now at 13. Philadelphia is going to make the next selection. And here is Roger Goodell going over the details.
Have traded the 13th pick to the Philadelphia Eagles. With the 13th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Jordan Davis, defensive tackle, Georgia.
They got there to get in front of Baltimore. They got there to beat Baltimore. Yep, that's who everybody thought was going to Baltimore. It's a good pick. It's a good pick by Philadelphia.
Here you go.
Okay, so now the Ravens sit there. Everybody thinks they're going defense, and there's plenty of defense. Jermaine Johnson's probably best available, the edge rusher from Florida State. Kyle Hamilton, the safety from Notre Dame, he's still there. You still got Trent McDuffie, the cornerback from Washington, if he is intriguing to you, if you're Baltimore to look at. And again, if they want to go wide receiver, I guess Treylon Burks is there too. Got a couple offensive linemen. So again, if the Packers really want a wide receiver, and if Burks is their guy, well, I mean, I'm sure Olave was, but if Treylon Burks is somebody that they think they can get down with and play with, then this does kind of make sense here. If you want to go up to Baltimore, unless Baltimore now sees what fell to him and says, oh yeah, there's too much good defensive talent. I can't trade back because I may not get the top edge rusher or the top safety on the board, Gary.
No, you're right. And so now this is what this comes into is pretty much what you've been talking about all along. Okay, so what are you coming to the draft board? What do you want? And then on top of that, what are you willing to give up if you're looking for a player that you think that may not be there? And I think that's what you see is happening right now, is that a lot of teams are starting to move around, which we thought would be a little bit more active than years past, going up and getting players they want regardless of what they're trying to give up for it. And so I think that's what you got to look at. If you're thinking about the Green Bay Packers, you're also saying, well, what is it that they want? I mean, you know, you talked about Jordan Davis. You wanted him. We look at Olave. I wanted him. Now, what's left? The other kid from Georgia.
Wyatt.
Is there. Wyatt is still there.
Offensive linemen still there.
Right, you talked about Treylon Burks. Offensive linemen are still there. Inside linebacker is still there.
Untouched. So
they have a lot right now to choose from. The receivers are going. So we're getting to a point right now where receivers, after Burks, will be like what players have that second round grade on. Now, we talked to you, our one good friend, he says, wait, hey, Pickens, I like him as a number one guy.
Yep.
So he may be rated higher than most people on other people's lists. So to me, it's about really what's falling to you right now, what you really want.
You know, the other thing about this too, with Baltimore coming up here on the clock, they need offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. So maybe they take the kid Penning, the Northern Iowa tackle. Maybe that's their pick here at 14. Maybe they don't go defense. But I just think Baltimore, Garrett, I just think defense. Like
they always
draft defense and always want to kind of make that the thing.
They want to be the bullies.
But at the same time, protecting Lamar Jackson has to be at the top of the list too here at some point.
Well, it should be. But I still think that they want to lead with their defense. And I think they've always done that. And that's how... And they want to keep the game short, and that's how they want to get turnovers. That's how they get the ball back to Lamar Jackson. So to me, it wouldn't surprise me if they go defense here.
You know, and the other thing, too, is with the Eagles, they have another pick coming as well. So, yeah they moved up, but they can still come back later. If, say, Burks is still there, the wide receiver, if they want to get some more help at that point for Jalen Hurts or whatever they're doing in Philadelphia, they could still grab a wide receiver there. I think right now, looking at the Ravens, I think this ends up being offensive linemen would be my guess. But look, we were talking about this earlier. Like, the Packers need an edge rusher to rotate in with Preston Smith and with, Rashawn Gary. I mean, maybe you move up to try and get Jermaine Johnson, who's the best edge rusher on the board.
Well, they need an offensive lineman over an edge rusher. You don't know what's going to happen there. You got Bakhtiari and you got Elgton Jenkins. I would go offensive lineman over an edge rusher. I know you're pushing that, but you already got two.
Just because he's falling. Like, he should be gone by now.
Right, but you already got two. And so can you take the best offensive lineman here?
I think
over
I can
the edge rusher?
This is what I think. I think I can get a guard at 28. More than I can get an edge rusher at the end of the first round. Maybe I'm wrong. safety, the Georgia safety. I think he'll be there at the end of round one. So I don't want to trade up for Kyle Hamilton. I don't like drafting safeties in the first round to begin with. So I don't think I want to do that. But again, it all depends on how good they think this kid is. Boy, what if they were defense with both picks in the first round, Gary?
Yeah, I don't see that. But we're going to be here for the next 4 hours.
So. I mean, the wide receivers, that run happened, and they weren't in on it. They were not
at
in.
All. They let it go.
And we'll hear they called. They were interested. Yeah. They were trying. That's what we're going to hear. They really wanted Olave.
That's what happened with Justin Jefferson. They were trying.
Same thing. Yep. But they weren't willing to. They weren't willing to pull the trigger and overpay to go get the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile,
has anybody heard from Rodgers?
He's on McAfee. I got AR. He's not on McAfee yet.
Not yet.
AR has been monitoring that the whole time. Okay. All right. Here's Roger Goodell.
My fifth player in this draft. And you still got some.
This is the NFL Network still talking.
With the 14th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Kyle Hamilton.
Safety.
Defensive back, Notre Dame.
Okay, defense. So that makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
They go defense. That makes totally good sense. We'll get Jacob Morley back on the line and get his thoughts on Jordan Davis and Kyle Hamilton. That makes sense that deal gets done right there at 14. Again, as I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this, you're going to have offensive linemen looking at you at 22. They're like, that's going to be a thing. For sure.
Feels like it.
You're going to have the best of the interior offensive linemen possibly sitting there looking at you. Because we look at this right now, you got a tackle that's still out there that's rated pretty high in Penning. Yeah. You've got a tackle in Tyler Smith from Tulsa. He's still sitting there. And again, I don't know if they're going to go tackle or not. But then Kenyon Green, the guard from Texas A&M, he's still there. I think there's a chance. Zion Johnson, who I like from Boston College, is there. Raymond, the tackle from Central Michigan, he's still there. I mean, this is starting to look like maybe offensive line is the way to go at 22. Joining us now, Jacob Morley, one more time. Jacob, all right, let's go back. They trade up. They take Jordan Davis, who was the guy that I wanted for the Packers. Philadelphia knew they had to get in front of Baltimore, I think, and made that pick. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I think that's a good pick for them. He's a stud. He's going to be a guy that's going to make everyone around him better. He's going to be a guy that you're going to have to a lot, at least, I mean, two, three offensive linemen too, or else he's going to wreck stuff. And I think in Philadelphia, next to Fletcher Cox, who, you know, they like to play that, you know, a bunch of defensive linemen. And that's what brought them so much success when they won the Super Bowl, is they had such a good rotation in that front seven. And I think they're kind of trying to get back to that, which is smart. It's smart, and taking Jordan Davis is a smart move.
Let's get to another trade here from AR Adam Roberts, executive producer. What do you got?
It's a big one.
Uh-oh.
The Baltimore Ravens, and it involves a player. They have traded Hollywood Brown and pick number 100 to the Arizona Cardinals for pick 23.
Woo-wee! Back into the first, and they're right behind the Packers at 23. And the Packers obviously at 22. Yeah, Hollywood Brown to Arizona. I like that for sure, Jacob Morley. Do you like that?
Yeah, I do. I do like that. That's add speed to that offense with Murray, and that's kind of what they've been trying to do with those guys. And yeah, I do like that, and I like that. So what did they give? They gave up their first. Is that
the Ravens gave up Hollywood and pick number 100 for Arizona's 23rd pick.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah.
Damn.
Don't mind that at all. Don't mind that at all. I wouldn't have hated that if the Packers would have done something like that. But yeah, that's cool. That's I think that'll be fun. That'll be a lot of fun for Arizona.
Again,
let me ask Jacob this real quick. Do you mind if I jump in, Steve?
No, go ahead.
Thank you, Kyle Hamilton. I mean, I like him, but I wasn't as enamored with him as a lot of people were. I mean, I just didn't think he was very athletic as a safety back there.
Well, if that's what you saw on tape, it would have been backed up, right, by his combine numbers and his workout numbers. I think he's a guy that, you know, I think he's instinctive. I think that, you know, you can get away with that a little bit. And a guy that I compared him to is Marcus Williams, who just got paid in free agency. And I brought that up on a podcast a couple of weeks ago, and the person I was with said, yeah, what round was Marcus Williams taken in? And he was the second round pick.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, yeah, that's kind of where those guys go. But the thing with Baltimore is it does seem like that kind of stuff happens to them. Is someone that, mm-hmm. you know, NFL teams like. They just sit, and it seems like the draft does just kind of always find them. They seem like they're kind mm-hmm. of there to scoop up whoever's been falling. But I am with you, Gary. Like, I think some people were starting to say, like, oh, the Packers, that's who they need to trade up for is Kyle Hamilton. And mm-hmm. no, I don't think that's right. I think there's other safeties there that will be available at 22 and 28 that they don't need to trade up for that they would be plenty happy with if they want to go that route.
No doubt. Roger Goodell back at the podium now with the Houston Texans pick. And let's see what the Houston Texans did here.
22 NFL draft. The Houston Texans select Kenyon Green, guard, Texas A&M.
Okay.
So let's get your thoughts first on Kenyon Green, and then I want to find out why Jermaine Johnson is falling. So, Jacob Morley, go ahead first on Kenyon Green.
I mean, that's a good pick. I think that's kind of high to take an interior guy, but if they need offensive line help, and I think all the tackles are off the board, and I guess they liked him more than Zion, which I don't, but so that's good. I guess that Kenyon Green was a guy that had been kind of mocked a little bit to the Packers, and I did not love the idea of that. He's really not the type of athlete they usually draft, but what he is he's a mauler. He's nasty on the inside, so hopefully that works out for Houston. They maybe want to run the ball more with their young quarterback, and Mills kind of lean on that a little bit more, so I am a little bit surprised that he went that high, but I guess there are people across the league that aren't as surprised as I am, I guess.
Washington fans wanted Kyle Hamilton. I know that for a fact, so they must be heartbroken as they're on the clock now. Again, Jermaine Johnson is sitting there right now. So we'll call you back coming up in the next hour,
buddy.
Jacob Morley. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care. There he is, Jacob Morley. Follow him on Twitter at Jacob Morley. Great draft analyst. We'll get him on one more time coming up the next hour. But first, a quick break, and then we'll find out who the Washington Commanders pick at pick 16. Straight ahead here on the Green and Gold Draft Show, presented to you by Q Club of Wisconsin, North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
You're listening to the Green and Gold Draft Show, presented by Q Club of Wisconsin on North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha.
Back to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and former Packers running back Gary Ellerson on the Big Show Radio Network.
All right, come on now. Jermaine Johnson, Florida State, edge rush, right here to Washington at 16. It's got to be. How much farther is he going to fall? Right? I mean, this has got to be the pick here at 16. Packers, six picks away, guys. So, I mean, yeah. We're coming. I mean,
we're getting close.
If you want somebody, Brian Gutekunst, go get him. I mean, five picks is not going to cost you a ton at this point. Give them a fourth rounder, whatever the case. A fourth and a seventh, a fourth and 2 7ths. I don't care what you give up. But go get somebody if you like him. Here is Roger Goodell.
16th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Jahan Dotson, wide receiver, Woo! Penn State.
All right, another run. Whee! Another receiver.
What about Terry McLaurin now, y'all? What about Terry McLaurin? Was this to add to Terry McLaurin?
That's to add. It looks like a lot of teams right now, Steve, understanding they need more than one guy. It's an offensive game right now. Everybody's spreading everybody out, throwing the ball down the field.
AR, do you got something?
Toby Altizer texts me, love that pick.
Toby Altizer,
yeah, I'm sure he does.
Fill-in host on the Wendy's Big Show from time to time, also produces the Wendy's Big Show as well. All right, take a quick timeout here. Coming up next, we got to get to pick 17. That's the Chargers. They actually haven't traded their draft pick as of yet, but the Packers are coming. Pick 22, Packer fans. We're getting closer. We'll see what the Packers do straight ahead here on the Green and Gold Draft Show, presented to you by Q Club of Wisconsin, and there's a trade we'll announce after this, a big one it looks like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.